you a high performer, obsessed with growth, and looking for an edge? Welcome to Mind Body Peak Performance. Together, we'll discover underground secrets to unlocking the full potential of your mind, body, and spirit. We'll learn from some of the world's leading minds, from ancient wisdom to cutting-edge tools and everything in between. This is your host, Nick Urban. Enjoy the episode. Hello, folks. Welcome back to Mind Body Peak Performance. Today is a departure from our usual guest interviews so that I can bring you some quick health tips to optimize your holidays. Yep, this marks the very first Mind Body Peak Performance solo-sode. I'm currently on the road down in Baja, Mexico, holed up in a room that I tried to soundproof, so please excuse any bird sounds or other strange noises you hear in the background. And next week's episode with Dr. Dawson Church is a doozy you won't want to miss. We cover the new science of meditation, synchronicities, and a primer on the neurochemicals of bliss. Dawson is a self-proclaimed failed meditator. So if you've tried a million systems and none of them worked for you, or you're a hard-charging type A high achiever, his system will work for you. How do I know? Well, his system propelled me to over 500 days of consecutive meditation. And I've tried just about anything I can get my hands on. And it's not just me. I've heard back countless times that this eco-meditation system, as he calls it, is the one that did it for folks. Okay, on to this week's quick and dirty tips to staying healthy during holiday seasons or even vacation. If you're a longtime listener of the show, you'll probably remember that I like to look at things generally through two lenses. First is the perspective of modern science and technology. What do the research papers show? What are we seeing in the data of self-quantified biohackers? Next, how does it look from an ancestral perspective? The 5,000-year-old Indian science of longevity, called Ayurveda, often has answers that modern medicine cannot explain. My fascination is where the two systems intersect. So we'll kick off today's episode on the mental side of things. A happy, healthy, and productive holiday starts before you even meet up with friends and family. Think about how you want to show up. Will your Aunt Sally lash out anytime someone challenges her own beliefs? Replay some of the previous gatherings you've been to and notice all your emotional trigger points. Simulate the experience by letting yourself feel them and then choosing a more deliberate response. Remember that you're choosing to be there. And by anticipating triggers, you can show up with love and make the most out of your time together. I'm recording this episode in the middle of December, which puts us in the winter months. Winter has traditionally been classified as a time for rest, reflection, introspection, and redirecting some of our outward energy internally. It's a still time that accompanies a long, dark season of dormancy, in direct opposition to the fast-paced hustle of summer and fall. So this is the time of year that I tend to put a little more emphasis on my meditations, my working in gentle movements rather than aggressive workouts. I sleep a tad longer and eat more warming foods. Each of these together harmonize the body for the winter months. Since I know that I'm going to be eating some treats that I usually wouldn't, I make sure to optimize my blood sugar and metabolism to be able to handle these. Now, I know from personal experience, having used a continuous glucose monitoring device called NutriSense, that my body doesn't do very well with some typical health foods like lentils, which are low glycemic, and also cauliflower. So since I don't particularly like either of those, I'll be skipping these meals. If you want to figure out which so-called health foods your body responds best and poorly to, you can get your own NutriSense, read my review, and use your exclusive listener discount. This will all be in the show notes. Next, I make sure to get plenty of sleep. Why am I mentioning sleep again? Because research shows that even just a few nights of sleep deprivation lead to the same insulin resistance as a diabetic. Basically, researchers couldn't differentiate between the blood sugar of a healthy person and the diabetic after sleep deprivation. This is also a period of a week or two where I try not to fast or even intermittent fast. This is because the body responds wonderfully to change, and eating more often stimulates growth, recovery, and repair, as well as being more convenient in social situations. If I'm sitting down to a meal that is more tasty than nutritious, I'll tend to do two things. The first is stabilizing my blood sugar with a supplement if I haven't already worked out. And second is to protect my body against the ravages of bad fats or industrial seed oils. I actually consider the latter to be more important, and I'll explain why in a second. But first, to stabilize blood sugar, I use a product called Blood Sugar Breakthrough, made by Bioptimizers. I've tested 11 different products that all claim to do this, and according to my actual data, using my NutriSense, I've found that Blood Sugar Breakthrough actually makes a difference. Links will be in the show notes. Next up is protection against unhealthy fats. Industrial seed oils like canola, soy, cottonseed, etc. all contain a high amount of polyunsaturated fats. These are the ones that are most susceptible to oxidative damage during processing and also cooking. Once consumed, these create free radicals, which ravage the body and cause cellular damage. So in essence, bad fat is worse than sugar, because with sugar, you can at least exercise or even walk it off. But bad fats cannot be metabolized and are directly used to build your cell membranes. To make matters worse, I've seen research that suggests should you stop consuming them today, it takes over 6 years for your body to replace these unhealthy fats with healthy fats. So what can you do about it? If I know I'm going to be consuming bad fats, I'll take an amino acid called glycine or the algae spirulina and chlorella. These are two of my favorite superfoods, and you can learn why back in episode 12 I did with Catherine Arnston. If you have vitamin E laying around, that's a useful one too. Okay, now that we've offset some of the potential damage from the meal, next up is to eat and enjoy. In our house, before we start, we take a few seconds to pause and appreciate the meal. Whether that's the farmers that produced the food or the cooks that prepared it, we all take about 30 seconds to 1 minute to pause. And while we do this, we extend our exhales to be longer than our inhales. This shifts us into the parasympathetic rest and digest mode so that we get more out of our meals. We absorb better, assimilate the nutrients, and have a smaller fluctuation in blood sugar. When I pick up my fork, I go straight for the protein. I avoid starches until later. In between bites, I put my fork down and make a deliberate effort to chew. I shoot for 30 each bite, but in reality, it's just a reminder not to chew twice and swallow. I recently recorded an episode with a guest on intuitive eating. One of my big takeaways is that by paying attention to the food, the dining experience, you enjoy more, eat less, with less distraction. So this simple routine helps you get more nourishment out of the same quantity and quality of food with easier digestion, so that when you walk away from the table, you feel good instead of like crap. If you must drink, I suggest towards the end of the meal or even afterward. This is because you want your body to preferably break down and assimilate the food and not the empty booze calories. It also helps you maintain a more stable blood sugar, which, as you can tell from this episode, is the key to feeling great, preventing a ton of fat gain, and having stable energy even after a huge meal. One thing I forgot to mention is the power of movement. Since we're in the winter months, I suggest going on a group walk. Unlike weightlifting, running, or even jogging, everyone can walk. It's great for your body and gives you time to catch up with those people you haven't talked to in a while. And it's a great family bonding experience. If you balk at the idea of walking being exercise, you can upgrade it to make it more difficult via a process called rucking, which is essentially just loading up a backpack full of weight and walking around with it. It's the bedrock of military physical training and often referred to as cardio for those who hate running and the gym for those who hate weightlifting. It's an indispensable part of my own routine, so I put together the Ultimate Beginner's Guide, which I'll link to in the show notes. Finally, this episode wouldn't be complete without mentioning some of my favorite technologies, gear, and products you can use to hack your holidays. The first is a wearable built for stress management that also has other uses. It's called Apollo Neuro, and it works by creating small micro vibrations that you can't detect, but your nervous system does. It has a cocktail mode, which is great for this kind of thing. It gently simulates some of the feel-good openness of drinking without actually ingesting anything. It's a device that I've just started playing around with, and so far I'm enjoying. But if you're looking for a DIY at-home approach, you can look up something called EFT tapping. Episode 11 was with an EFT tapping practitioner. With a little bit of manual work, you can get very similar effects. Next up is a device called InfoPathy, and it allows you to imprint your water with specific frequencies. Stay tuned, and early next year, you'll hear from the founder exactly how it works and all the things you can do with it. Last on the list of devices is something called Happy, and if I understand it correctly, it works by emitting very low magnetic frequencies that also simulate those that occur on a cellular level when you ingest a compound. Though I've never tested it, users report that their booze and their nicotine settings actually feel like the real thing, albeit at a lower dose. So that's one you can check out for yourself. It's the holidays, so I don't want to be the one in the corner sipping kombucha and sparkling water flavored with stevia. But at the same time, I also don't want to derail my health and performance with booze. So I'll have an occasional drink. But there are three alternatives that I've found and like that cause a similar buzz, but without any hangover or deleterious effects. In fact, they enhance performance, and they make you feel better after you drink them. Almost like an anti-hangover. Plus, my biometrics appear to be trending up. So what are these three drinks? The first one is a brand new drink just released by KetoneAide. It's called Hard Ketones. Ethanol is the active ingredient in alcohol, and it's the one responsible for all the downsides. Hard Ketones instead contain something called 1,3-butanediol. When you drink it, it keeps you in ketosis, the optimal performance state for your brain. You get that same euphoria and feel-good sociability without the slurred speech and sloppiness. It doesn't harm your liver, and it's taking the world by storm. Pick up your own cans at outlier.com, spelled outlier.com/hardketones, KETONES, and use your exclusive discount, Outlier, to save 10% on your order. Two other favorite drinks of mine both contain an ingredient called kava. It's made from a plant that's native to the Pacific Islands, and it's in the pepper family. It's a social brew traditionally served in a shell and renowned for its relaxing, anti-stress, and insomnia-relieving properties. There's a prevalent myth that kava can lead to liver injury, but research by the World Health Organization found that kava has at least a 1,500-year history of relatively safe use without liver damage. I first tried it in a small kava bar in New York City and found the effects to be mild but pleasant. The first at-home product I tried was made by a company called True Kava. They're far more affordable, higher quality, and convenient as heck. I can toss a couple of these shots in my fanny pack and take it anywhere with me. Check it out at outlier.com/TRUKAVA. I'm still trying to work out a discount for all of you, and if I get one, it'll be in the show notes. Next up is another drink, this one called Feel Free. In addition to the kava, it also has kratom and other ancient plants inside. Kratom is a natural euphoria-inducing plant native to Asia and other parts of the world. Though the dose inside Feel Free is very small, you'll want to exercise caution if you have a history of addiction. What's unique about this one is that a half dose boosts your productivity, focus, and creativity, while a full dose induces bliss, relaxation, and the perfect amount of social lubrication. If you head to outlier.com/feelfree and use the code URBAN40, you'll save a whopping 40%. All right, those are all the drinks we're having over in this house and some of the technology, how we're approaching our movement, our food, the mindset, and living in accordance with the rhythms of winter. Yes, this has been a big list, but you don't need to adopt everything. I hope that you're able to take at least one of these ideas and run with it. Now over to you. What are you doing to stay healthy these holidays? I'd love to know. leave a comment at mindbodypeak.com/31 or shoot me an email at nick@mindbodypeak.com. If you've made it this far, thanks for staying with me, for making me a part of your day. Your time is valuable, and I appreciate every second I get with you. Until next time, I'm Nick, signing out from mindbodypeak.com. Get out there and be an outlier. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Head over to Apple Music, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts and leave a rating. Every review helps me bring you thought-provoking guests. As always, you can find the show notes for this one at mindbodypeak.com/episode. There, you can also chat with other peak performers or connect with me directly. The information depicted in this podcast is for information purposes only. Please consult your primary healthcare professional before making any lifestyle changes.